Chapter 14. The Land of Our Fathers. Patriotism is the love of one's country, the country of one's birth, because it is the land of his fathers. Christian patriotism, then, is the love of the country of the Christian's birth, because it is the land of his Christian fathers. The country of the Christian's birth is the heavenly country, because the Christian is born only from above. The heavenly country, then, is the land of the Christian's fathers. People are Christians only because they are Christ's people. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Galatians 3:29. And the country of our father Abraham was an heavenly country only. Abraham was once a Gentile, was of the nations. But he was born again, was born from above. He was once an alien. But he was naturalized into the kingdom of God, and became a fellow citizen with the saints. In becoming naturalized into the kingdom of God, on being admitted into the heavenly citizenship, Abraham was required to get out of his country. Genesis 12:1. This requirement he at once accepted, and he then did absolutely and forever renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to every foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty whatsoever. He obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went, only knowing that he went with God, which was enough for him. And so he became the father of all them that believe. Romans 4:11. When God called Abraham out of that country, he also called him into another country, a better, even a heavenly. Ever after that day, Abraham looked to that country. That is Abraham's country. Wherever he was in this world, he was in a strange country. And in this strange country he dwelt in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he hath prepared for them a city. Hebrews 11:9-16. We are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. As Abraham is the father of all them that believe, and as that heavenly country is Abraham's country, then that heavenly country is the Christian's country. As Christian patriotism is love of the Christian's country, the country of the Christian's fathers. And as that country alone is the Christian's country, is the country of the Christian's fathers. So Christian patriotism is love of the country of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Christ, the heavenly country, the world of the new earth, the country which God gave in faithful promise to our Father. Are you, now, a true Christian patriot? Is that truly your country? Do you love that country above all other countries that can ever be named or thought of? And what a country! The wilderness like Eden, and the desert as the garden of the Lord, with only joy and gladness found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Isaiah 51:3. A country where the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days. And where even then the moon shall be confounded and the sun ashamed in the presence of the glorious Lord who reigns in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously. Isaiah 30:26. 24:23. A country whose capital city is built all of gold and precious stones and pearls, every several gate of one pearl. A city that has no need of the sun nor the moon to shine in it, because the glory of God lightens it and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them that are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. For there shall be no night there. Revelation 21:10-25. A country in which the inhabitants shall never say, I am sick. For the people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. Isaiah 33:24. A country where the people shall all be righteous, Isaiah 60:21. And where the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Where the eyes of the blind are opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Where the lame man shall leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. Where in the wilderness, waters break out, and streams in the desert. Where the ransomed of the Lord shall come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. And where they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 35:1-10. A country so quiet and so secure that the people can dwell safely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods. Where the people and the very places round about shall be a blessing. And where there shall be showers of blessing. Ezekiel 34:25-26. A country where the very land itself shall rejoice even with joy and singing. Where for very joy the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Isaiah 55:12. A country in which the tabernacle of God shall be with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Revelation 21:3-4. A country where we shall ever feel the freshness of the morning, and shall ever be far from its close. That is the Christian's country. That is the country of our Christian fathers, of Abraham, our father, of Jesus Christ, the last Adam, and so the everlasting Father, and of God, the universal Father, our Father which art in heaven. Christian patriotism is love of that country. Who would not be a Christian patriot?